Dr. Jeff Thompson is the superintendent of the Peace River School Division. He joins us on the line today. Mr. Thompson, thank you very much for joining us. Families Matter Week, it's coming up in February. Comments, please, on the importance of the week.
Well, it's a very important week, and thanks for the opportunity to discuss it a bit. So this is year 14 for our school jurisdiction in celebrating the important role that families, parents, and caregivers give in supporting student learning. And in fact, you know, we like to say that parents and caregivers are the most important teachers for our young people, and the work that they do at home and during the periods of time when their children aren't in school makes a huge difference. And the research is very clear on that as well, that those children who have a good network of parents / caregivers who support their learning in multiple ways tend to do much better academically, socially, emotionally. And so this is an opportunity for us to pause in our system and to bring thanks to our partners in education. And so that's really what Families Matter Week is all about, celebrating that contribution that's made on the home front or on a family vacation or wherever it is that moms and dads and caregivers hang out with their children, and how they hang out and the kinds of conversations that they have play a big role in their ultimate success in the structured K-12 education system.
You bring up some good points here, Jeff. The importance of families being involved in the children's school activities, their behavior, their education process, their mental well-being, just to name a few. How important are those facets to help people, whether it be in the classroom or out of the classroom, succeed?
Oh, it's extremely important. And it, when we talk about parental involvement or caregiver involvement, oftentimes we automatically think, oh, they're parents who volunteer or go to the school to watch their children play a sports game or, you know, performance in a concert. All of those things are important for sure. But it goes beyond that. It's about the networks and structures that moms and dads and caregivers have in place about talking with their children about the importance of learning. So if there's a routine in school, in the home, whereby in the evening there's a conversation around, well, what happened in school today? Was there any, what excited you most about today? Were you curious about today? Those kinds of things. And of course, supporting literacy through reading, daily routines that parents have in place at home that augments the services that teachers provide for the 5 hours a day that the children are in attendance in school plays a huge, huge role. So involvement for parents and caregivers goes way beyond the volunteering at the school. It's really about engaging in that conversation with their children and talking about the importance of attending school and developing healthy habits, work habits, whether it's completing homework or following instructions, getting ready for the science lab tomorrow. Those kinds of things play a really, really important role. And as I mentioned earlier, there's some significant academic research around this as well that shows that indeed children who have that network of support from moms and dads and caregivers do far, far better than children who don't. And so part of this Families Matter Celebration Week is all about reaching out to moms and dads, patting them on the back and saying, hey, thank you very much for your shoulder-to-shoulder partnership with us. We really appreciate it. And in the end, your children are going to be far better off by virtue of that partnership that we built together.
The aspect of a week like this, having it being a team effort, whether it be with families, with teachers, with students, with supports, and other aspects in the game, as it were, the importance of that, how much is that stressed?
Yeah, so we, you know, throughout the year, I think schools, whether it's an individual classroom teacher, or the administration at the school level or division level personnel. We work hard and deliberately to continue to promote that partnership, and it goes far beyond this 1 week in mid-February. That's into year 14 now. Like, we try to get key messages out throughout the year. And while we have a number of, I'll call them special events that are occurring in a couple of weeks' time, throughout the school year, there's lots of opportunities that schools provide to bring family members into the school, into the children's classroom, to build those relationships and to send strong messages that, hey, you know what, we fully welcome parents, grandparents, extended family members, caregivers into our schools to assist with the activities that are being planned, or to just be there and observe and show that that they're very interested in their children's education. And one challenge that we have right now, it's I'll call the post-pandemic challenges, that we have student attendance rates that aren't where they need to be. So, again, parents who spend time talking with their children about the importance of showing up, whether it's showing up for school or showing up for work when they get a little older, that bodes very, very well for improved student attendance. So there's that piece that we are working on with our parents as well. So I would say that basically, even though this is a week where we pause and students are asked to reflect on how much their moms and dads and caregivers have helped them learn, it goes way beyond this 1 week. It's actually all year round.
Without getting into details here, Jeff, does the children's background play a factor into a week like this?
So I'm not sure. Just I'll respond in this way. Certainly, the activities that we plan are planned in a way that is inclusive and meets the diverse needs of our entire student and parent body and the communities that that we operate in. So we certainly try to in the week coming up here, the activities that we do would be considered to be very inclusionary activities for sure. So some of the activities would be some schools plan lunch or breakfast, pancake breakfast for their parents. There's literacy nights where, you know, school might have a literacy night, and a part of the literacy night is Stu and Bannock. So a broad invite to all parents in the community to come in, and there's, in addition to some food, there's an opportunity to engage in some trivia, board games, interacting with their own children, but other children and other families and so on. So we try to make sure that the activities during Families Matter Week are extremely inclusionary in nature and supportive of all families and all communities and their children.
The supports are there. The reasoning is there with Families Matter Week. It also sounds like it's going to be a heck of a lot of fun during the week, is it not?
Absolutely. I would say that if you know, somebody were to go and participate in some of the activities that are planned, they would see that it is indeed a celebratory a day or celebratory activities during the week where kids have a lot of opportunities to perhaps show off some of the work that they've been doing in their class, whether it's some artwork that they've have on display for the moms and dads to see, or to share just how much they've learned to read a bit more, or some of their writing and so on. But then it goes from there to perhaps some sporting activities. I think one school might be having an afternoon tobogganing event this year where all parents are invited with their children to just basically come and be involved in part of the afternoon or part of the day that's normally school time, and to hang out with their children and other families. And so, yes, a part of this is certainly ensuring that it's as a fun aspect to it. And then there's the, as I mentioned earlier, the little more serious, reflective piece, where this year we're giving each student in the division will receive a specifically, specially designed card that, you know, is Families Matter to Us, a celebratory piece. And they'll be given class time where they can write a letter, or write some messages, I should say, to their moms and dads or caregivers about how much they appreciate the support that the moms and dads have been giving them. So it's a little special touch that each child will be able to do, and at the end of the week, their moms and dads will get that little little message as well. So it's a broad approach, lots of variety of activities that are planned, and yes, we encourage all parents to who are able to get involved in February 16th to the 19th, that week, get involved, and, you know, just for no other reason, for the fun side of it, and also to recognize that, yeah, indeed, teachers, educational assistants, other school staff, and division level staff certainly do really appreciate all that they do day in and day out to help partner with us in doing that important work of educating their children.
I appreciate this. Dr. Jeff Thompson is the superintendent of the Peace River School Division. I appreciate your time, sir. Thank you very much.